Another problem associated with expat performance management is the problem of management ethnocentricity. So here what happens really is the management at the home does not really understand one, the problems, issues associated with the expat while he was away in a foreign land trying to give his best. They also do not understand how to utilize his skills and his competencies once he is back in the home country. So all the learning that has happened at a foreign land really goes unnoticed and goes many times waste. So that ethnocentricity problem definitely exists. Two of the most significant aspects of management's inability to understand. So why does it happen? Why does the the new learning goes untapped? Essentially two reasons. One, because the understanding of the management of the learnings that he has had or she has had is limited because they do not have exposure. They themselves do not have global exposure. They themselves do not understand the kind of problems, the kind of issues the person must have gone through and what kind of learning he or she would have had. So that is one. Second is while the person is deputed on site, there is a huge communication gap that exists between the expat and his management because of the physical separation. They are miles away from each other and there is a huge distance in time frame. So communication becomes a huge problem. So those are the two typical factors why management is unable to appreciate the kind of skills and competencies the expat must have gained. This is a quick check again for you to see if you have understand what we have covered. The process of a host nationals evaluating expats is problematic because they evaluate from their own cultural perspective. They are not trained to evaluate expats or their evaluation are always lower than the home country. So that's for you to choose. The second question is one of the reasons for home office not completely understanding the expat situation is because home office not knowing the host culture, irregular contact or expat not understanding the manager. So irregular contact is what we just discussed. Now we will move, we have seen impact of culture and performance on feedback, on various other things. We also saw the problems expats face in the performance appraisal. Now we will look at factors affecting expats' job performance. So in today's highly globalized and highly competitive market, even a homegrown professional finds it very difficult to perform up to the expectation of his management. Leave alone the expats. The expats definitely have additional responsibilities. They definitely have additional problems to deal with. So what are the factors that affect job performance of an expat? So if you typically talk to an expat about what could be the number one thing to make him successful in an overseas assignment, he or she will definitely point at his technical skills or technical competencies as one of the major factors for him or her to be successful abroad, and rightfully so. Unless you know and unless you understand the job that you have put there for, it's very difficult for you to perform. However, it will be interesting to note that as per one of the researchers that has happened, if you can see this slide, cultural variables, flexibility with local personal policies and practices go in a long way to do a job successfully in a foreign land. The same thing we can see it reiterated here, just as important as expats technical expertise is his ability to adapt to the foreign environment, enabling him or her to deal with the indigenous people, is the most important aspect for him to be successful in a foreign land. As per one of the surveys, regardless of how much technically competent you are or an individual is, unless he has the softer side of the personality where he can go out of the way, communicate with the people, understand the cultural nuances, understand the market, understand how things work, get a deeper understanding of the rules and regulations set by the government, the statutory requirements of a project or for people, unless he looks into all of that, only technical skills will not help him to be really successful in the newer part of the world. Other performance related issues can come up with the things which can completely remain out of sight for many of HR managers, and those are things like, you know, his personal life related stuff, like whether he is a married person or she is a married person, whether he or she is traveling with his family or no. There are pros and cons in both. The person is traveling alone, he can become homesick very soon, and his travel to the home country can really become very frequent. The other side of the coin is the research clearly indicates that expats who have their family abroad are often less successful because of the stress on the family of being in a foreign environment. So these kind of things are very important to look at, and just to overcome these barriers, which are very softer side of anybody's personal and work life. It is recommended that a company really, goes through the profile of people whom they want to set abroad for foreign assignments. They look not only at the technical competence, companies not only look at the length of experience the person has, or the period, the length of period that he has spent with the company. They should, as HR managers, we also should look at the finer things, like we saw in the last slide, the family barriers, the personal barriers, the cultural barriers. So all of them need to be taken into account when you really put an expat on an assignment, especially an assignment which is a long-term assignment. So those are the quick checks for you. Choose the correct option. The factors that help an expat perform well are technical know-how, only technical job know-how, only adjustment to new culture. So the answer is obvious. Expat job performance is affected by company variables such as size and location, expat selection and training methodology, or industry and business environment. Here also I think the answer is quite obvious, and both the answers are given here in the bottom for your reference. So by now we have looked at how the culture impacts the performance. We have looked at what are the problems associated with the appraisals of expats. We have also looked at what are the job related issues that expats come across. Now comes the solution part of it. Now that we know what are the problems that expats face while they are on a foreign assignment in a foreign land, it's slightly easy for us, you know, to come up with solutions. And those, some of the solutions could be a major part of the HR manager comes in a picture when we are really evaluating the performance of an expat. So the HR manager has to ensure that the job evaluation includes as many perspectives as possible. The evaluation shouldn't get restricted to the profit margins or market share or, you know, very tangible things. Intangible things like cultural distances, the physical distance from the home country, the cultural background, communication barriers, understanding of local political scenario, rules and regulations, XYZ, all of that needs to be coupled into the all these needs to be coupled into the appraisal systems, and a holistic view, 360 degree view of the performance has to be involved in the whole process. Unless we do that, unless we break down the difficulty level, like it says here, unless we break down the difficulty level of the assignment into smaller parts, it would become extremely difficult for anybody to assess the performance of an expat. So major variables that we need to include while assessing or while forming an 360 degree assessment tool for an expat should also include things like operational language. So a lot of time, even though the operational language or the official language of the company is English, a lot of times people, when they are talking amongst themselves, they prefer to talk in local language, because that's what they are used to, that's where their huge comfort is. So those factors like not just the physical distance from the home country, but also the cultural distance, stability of the factors affecting the expat's performance, all of this needs to be included in the assessment. In addition to more deeper rooted cultural aspects like feedbacks, culturally rooted aspects like speaking, the targets, the goal setting, all of that needs to be considered while we are devising a policy for the expat's evaluation. Objectifying the evaluation, the most important part in the entire process of performance management. Most expats agree that it makes more sense to weight the evaluation based more on the on-site manager's appraisal than the home site manager's notions of the employee's performance. Now this is extremely critical. So even if you cannot go away from taking the the inputs from the home managers, there has to be a on-site manager who is involved in the appraisal process, who understands the situation better than the one who is physically at a distance from the employee. In reality, currently the home site manager usually performs the actual written performance evaluation after the on-site manager has given the inputs. So these small little things which makes a huge impact on the final result of the appraisal needs to be woven into the fabric of the appraisal process. When it is a foreign on-site manager who is making the written formal evaluation, expats agree that the home site manager should be consulted. So the same point which we spoke, it is been reiterated here. Performance criteria. Special consideration needs to be given to expat's performance. Two recommendations. So this slide talks about the recommendation. It says modify the normal performance criteria of evaluation sheet for that particular position to fit in the overseas position. So normally what happens is we have put up performance appraisal process, and we try to fit all the expats in the same process. What happens there, the major problem is that the criteria which we just spoke about, that the software sides, the non-tangible sides, remain untapped in that process. So as far as possible, try and devise a separate appraisal process or appraisal form for the expats, which will cover all the points which we just touched upon. Soft criteria are difficult to measure and therefore legally difficult to support. Nevertheless, every attempt should be made to give the expat credit for relevant insights into the interdependencies of the domestic and foreign operations. So again, a very critical point. Based on what we just discussed, a quick checkpoint for you to evaluate what you have understood. Your question number one is to develop appropriate modifications for expats in the existing performance criteria. The overseas position and what should be done? A, the overseas position and site characteristics should be kept in mind. The host country and technical characteristics should be kept in mind. Or the same role in the home country and behavioral skills should be kept in mind. What should be done? Just a quick thought. The second question, expat must be given credit for his technical competence, relevant cultural insights, or learning the local language. we have discussed the importance of the cultural understanding over the technical competence in depth, so I'm sure you know this answer. So we have looked at how does a culture impact the performance of an individual. We looked at what are the problems an expat faces while he is in a foreign land. We have also looked at these probable solutions that can be worked out for resolving these problems. Now let's have a quick summary of what all we have learned. We have seen different motives of and how the culture affects those motives. We have seen several study. We have seen how culturally feedback should be given, both the how culture impacts both the feedback giver and the feedback seeker. We have seen cultural values shape the preferences of organizational rewards and recognition. We saw how American side of the country of the world are inclined towards cash rewards, and how otherwise there are still countries which believe in long-term rewards like education, education, housing, and those kind of rewards. Club membership, those kind of rewards. We have seen several problems are inherent to appraising an expat. Factors like the legal complications involved, factors like communication, factors like culturally different society, factors like not knowing the rules and regulations, the statutory stuff. Political instability. So those are the kind of factors that can keep a very good performing expat or an individual from giving his best. Two most important significant aspects of management inability to understand the expat's experience. We looked at this. We said that at the home country, the manager evaluating the performance might not have a 360 degree view of the situation at the host country. So including a manager at a host country also in the evaluation or appraisal process is extremely important. We looked at how things like having a family or not having a family with the expat might make an impact on the performance of the impact, that the softer side of the things, and how human resource department can play a very active role in devising evaluation tools which would have a 360 degree view of what an expat is doing, or what kind of problems he is facing, or what is keeping him away from achieving his targets. So that role of human resource departments become extremely critical here. So those are that's where we conclude our session on performance management of expats. Thank you so much for your time. So those are the factors which influences the whole appraisal system or the performance assessment system of the expat. I hope we touched upon all the important points that we could in this presentation. I hope it was helpful to you. All the best.